ages past, circled every life out that's here today, and said, oh, I've got a plan in my love for you. Now, Lord, we do just lift up all the praise and thanksgiving, all glory to you. Lord, thank you again that you do care so much for each and every one of us here today. And Lord, may this anointing that, again, is all yours, may it just rest upon your people. Lord, thrill us today with your love. Open our hearts to truly desire more and more of the Word of God. Help us, Lord Jesus, to truly to come boldly to this throne of grace this morning. There's so many needs in this building right now. There's fears, there's indifference, there's hesitation, there's worry, there's fret. Everything that there is, you name it, it's here. But Lord Jesus, you're here. And Lord, I thank you again that you have given us the victory. Lord, by your stripes we are healed. And Lord, I thank you again that we feed upon you and we arise. Oh, and we mount up with the wings of eagles. And Lord, thank you so much that it, again, it's by your Spirit. It's because of who you are. It's because of your grace and love to us this morning that, Lord, that's there for every life, so freely there to take. Help us to have the faith this morning in your love, the faith in your love for us to take it. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, he's wonderful. Praise God. Now let's open our Bibles and we're going to Luke chapter 18. That's Luke chapter 18. We'll begin reading in the 15th verse. And it says there, and they brought unto him, this is unto Jesus, also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. Those guys just couldn't get over themselves for a while, could they? But Jesus called them unto him and said, suffer, little children, to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. And here's where we're going to kind of rest in this morning. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. Now, I thank God this has been spoken of many times, and you'll hear the expression, faith like a child. And this is where that comes from, and praise God for that encouragement that we have. And this morning, there's a few of the young ones up here today, as this being the first Sunday of the month that we have communion. They kind of got a endure this morning with the older folks. But it's really a privilege and a grace to us to see these young ones up here. And this isn't all of them. There's quite a few downstairs. But I think under the age of six, they kind of stay down there. And this once a month, the about 6 through 12-year-olds, they're up here this morning. But what a precious, glowing example that we have here in these children that God gives us, and especially in the little children that he's speaking to us here. And as he tells us and is encouraging us here is to enter into him, to go boldly to the throne of grace with our hearts affixed and in complete assurance as a faith, as a child. And I think of the Lord as he tells this to us, and I can see him and even hear him today. Believe me, trust me, have confidence in me. When I say something, it is so. It's just like a parent, praise God, to a child. I remember so as a little boy, boy, when my dad said it, it was so. When mom assured it, it was coming. It was a done deal. But how much the more, how much more so than any natural love that we've ever experienced is the assurance of our Heavenly Father. Oh, now come on now. I'm talking about the assurance of your Heavenly Father. As it says in the Word of God, we cry out, Abba, Father. See, that's so sweet. I mean, we reverence God. I mean, the reverence to God, the fear of the Lord, that's the reverence. We stand in awe of God. But in that awe, the greatest of awe is that he says, oh no, I'm your Abba, Father. I'm your dad. I always remember when I was in college and writing music and things of that nature, and I appreciated Brother Bob helping me so, but I was to put together this cantata and this man that had thoughts of God and all of that. He was all excited that I was going to do some type of, as he said, a religious cantata. Religious? What's that? I'm brushing my teeth this morning. This is personal stuff. This is relationship time. I want to tell you about my dad. And so there I'd bring in that music, and I remember he said, well, this is kind of interesting. He said, you know, I kind of have this reverence of this God of the universe and the God of the... I said, he's God of everything. But the best thing about it, he's my God. He's my father. He's my dad. And I'm going to tell you something, when that really, really hits... Because of that love, you talk about the love. I'm talking about of a right daddy, a daddy that loves and loves his children. Let me tell you something, there's nothing like that. And from our Heavenly Father, there is an assurance. There is a bond, praise God, it will never be broken. And it's all because of his precious son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I thank him for this, brothers and sisters, because you know what? His promises are yea and amen. He says it like this, it's impossible for me to lie. I thank God. He says, have faith, count those things that be not as though they were. See, he's telling you, these are my promises. This is my word. This is my son. I've given you my son. Here he is, hallelujah, the word of my grace. It's him. It's Jesus Christ. This will never leave you. It'll never fail you. This is the word that endures forever. Heaven and earth is going to pass away, but my word, my son, you want to know him? It's not about knowing a picture. It's not knowing a cross upon a wall. Now, let me tell you something. Any thought of him, truly, divinely, I thank God for. But don't you get caught up into that. Here he is. I'm the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's here. Yes, it's going to be wonderful when we see Jesus physically. Yes, I understand that. But I see Jesus every single day. Hallelujah, because of the Word of His grace, because of how He walks with me and He talks with me. My goodness, brothers and sisters, he is right here for us to know intimately, to know me. You go into the Greek and understand that word knowledge. It's the knowledge, the most intimate of knowledge between a husband and a wife. That's where the bridal company starts to come in, brothers and sisters. He wants you to know him. Praise the Lord. He already loves you. Divinely, but he wants you to know that love and how incredible that love is. And he says, to know the love of Christ, the height, the depth, the width, the breadth, all of that, the length of it, to know it and how incredible it is, not just in a sense of globally, as that man thought, no, for me. Praise the Lord. Now, today, we thank God again that this faith like a child is such a precious encouragement. But just a little bit more encouragement in this thought. Not just faith like a child, but even as we grow up in the Lord, even as we mature in the Lord, may we never lose the attitude of the heart of that like a child. Amen. A childlike heart. Even as you mature in the Lord, God help you not to lose that exuberance. I was thankful to God. I was reminded this morning, so precious, and I know they don't like me to do it, but my sweet sister McGuire, 34 years young. I love you. 94. Amazing. Precious. Linda, I won't say, honey, I didn't get permission. But, and Lynn, and all of these ones. And she was just so thankful, as she expressed to me, as we're growing older, the youth never leaves. It never leaves. talking about the youth for Jesus, about that thankfulness to God, the heart attitude of that like a child. We're talking about joy. We're talking about joy, the wonder of it all, how a child so loves to learn. See, children love to learn. They love to experience more and more. They're open. They're like a sponge. They want to go out there and, wow, what do you got for me today? I remember when my little guys were going off to school, like elementary school, you couldn't keep them at home. Oh, I got to go to school. They'd run to the bus. It'd be hard to get them out. And then they get to be in high school, it's hard to get them up. Huh? You see how quickly that turns and that type of thing? And it's even proven, brothers and sisters, and we know this, naturally speaking. The older we get, the harder it is to learn. I wish I could learn more in a lot of ways, but you know, that it's harder for me. It's harder to pick things up. Those that are even a little bit older, you know, with this computer age, this technology age, it's difficult. That's why we need to be patient with one another, and I got to raise my hand. But it is. It's amazing how God, you know, he reveals himself to us in nature. Just pay attention to him. It's amazing how he's witnessing to us all of the time. I was reading about learning languages. Well, you know what? If you want to learn a language, you better start real young. Amen. Do you know that the ability to learn a language peaks at the age of 6 or 7 years old? And then after that, it starts to go down. Not impossible, but that's how God geared you. Why do you think the Word of God says to us parents, train them up. Train them up in the way that they should go. Raise them. Teach them in those ways when they're young. I appreciated a brother in the Lord that's been coming with his sweet little girl, and she's only 2, and they've been coming, and it's so sweet to what the Lord does in all of our lives. But she now refers to this as the Bible. So she's coming to church, and she says, well, we're going to the Bible. And it was so precious because at 2 years old, come on now, and thanking the Lord for these things. And he was just amazed that, you know, she'd kind of been anxious here and anxious there about the little class. And he said, oh, no, she sat in there for 45 minutes last week and just amazed. Train them up. Amen. And why do we do that? Because the Lord tells also, remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Amen. See, it's never too late. You just come into the Lord, you're a little bit older, praise God. Just have a heart like a child all the time. As God increases that understanding and wisdom, have a heart like a child that you want to know more. That you realize, praise God, that there is so much more. That it's the greatest wonder of all, hallelujah, to know how much the Lord loves you. See, it's pretty evident what he's saying here. When we begin to get old in our hearts, in a sense, and craggy, if you want to say, in a heart, before you know it, and we've heard these expressions before, you become a mossy back Christian. Yep, like those ones that sit, they haven't moved for so long, all the moss has grown up on them. And then you can't even stand up to praise the Lord. You get so icy in your walk with God that you can't even lift your arms to praise him. Come on now, you understand about these things. And before long, brothers and sisters, if that fertile ground isn't broken up, that fervent love that may have burned so brightly at one time is the love that waxes cold. Amen. There's one thing about the Lord that's so wonderful. It's not how you started. It's not even about the middle that counts. It's how you finish. Know it. Oh, Brother Paul said to those ones, ye ran well. What happened? Well, you know what happened. They got away from the truth. They got away from the joy. They got away from the love, brothers and sisters. And you see, this exuberant, youthful heart is even in the depths of the truth. Know this. See, the same encouragement rings true all the way through, and especially to the bridal ones. I was so graced upon my heart this last couple weeks. Lord's had me back in that Song of Solomon. In the Song of Solomon, and those that may have not read that very much, it's about the courtship of this young, beautiful bride-to-be. Oh, and you talk about the prince of princes, the bridegroom, and the courtship between them, and how beautiful and again, romantic it is. It's just, it does, it takes your breath away. But three different times she refers to him as the young roe heart. The young roe heart. And what that means literally is the heart of a young gazelle or a young buck. And see, the Lord is expressing to us, brothers and sisters, that's how his love is to us. See, a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people haven't even heard that. Again, because I'm going to tell you something here. It's the Holy Ghost that's going to do that. See, the Holy Ghost in your life taking that love of God and shedding it abroad in your heart will cause you to understand this is a love story, and it's your love story, and it's even beyond a love story. It's a proposal to you. To you. Amen. In ages past, it was so wonderful. I'm so thankful to God that this plan came forth, even as God and praise the Lord, his son, were there in the garden, and they saw how beautiful there was Adam, and they had made him, and how beautiful it was. And that discussion, oh, it's not good for man to live alone. He must have a wife. But brothers and sisters, we know that ultimately, the pinnacle of that meaning was not for Abraham to have Eve. It was the father to Jesus, his son. Son, you will have your wife. See, at this time, the Word of God tells us that the Father, God, he is sitting on the throne. He sits on the throne today. Jesus Christ has not taken the throne, but he will. He's sitting on the right hand of God. And it says so sweetly in the Word of God that he will not take that throne until he has his wife, until he has his bride. He will not take that throne. He will not be glorified in that fullness until he is glorified together with her. Praise the Lord. It is so amazingly wonderful. Is that the love that you would want to know or would like to know? How much the Lord loves you? I'm not ashamed of this gospel. This is Paul's gospel. This is the mystery of Christ in the church. That the Gentiles could be saved, that was known. There were Gentiles saved. Amen. Whether it was Rahab, whether it was Joseph's wife, all of that. But that was the type that there would be that Gentile bride. Praise God. Oh, yes. That we should be fellow heirs or joint heirs as husband and wife with Jesus Christ. All right, now. Three times it speaks of him as the young roe heart. I thank God and help us to remember, those of us that are a little older. Do you remember that feeling when you were young, the excitement of the young love? In a sense, like none other, that courtship, thanking God for that, the pangs, the butterflies. Huh? Well, you know, in Song of Solomon, in one of those places I mentioned, in chapter 2, verse 9, it says that my love, he looks over the wall at me. He looks through the lattice at me. Do you see him doing that today? See, it's not this eye that's on the dollar bill that's watching you like this. It's a lover's eye. He loves you so. I was thinking how romantic that courtship is. See, the kids today, their courtship is through a text. I can't figure it out. I tell my son sometime they might, you know, like somebody or think somebody's attractive. We'll go up and say hi to them. Oh, Dad, that's creeper stuff. I thought that was part of courtship. I'm so thankful to God I lived when I lived. Can you imagine speaking to somebody face to face and saying, hey, I find you, well, never mind. Whatever. I just say, man, they missed it or something. Bear with me. But you see, this is our Lord here. This is our God. This is how he sees us. This is what he wants for us. And it's only going to be realized and enjoyed and embraced by those that truly reciprocate that love in the same way. That you get this, that you know it, that it is for you. When we grow stiff-necked and when we're hard about things, brothers and sisters, you'll never see this. When we get in our religious ways, in a sense, like I say, we get that stiff back. And no, this is prim and proper. This is how it's done. Let me tell you, that was the problem with David's wife. If you read about her, she ridiculed David. He was encouraged of the Lord. He was overcome by the love, the ecstasy of the love of God to him. He had to dance. He had to praise the Lord. He had to thank him with all that was within him. And he couldn't delay. It had to be right then. It was breaking forth. See what happens when that starts to break in your life. And I know in each and every life here today, that absolute Holy Ghost feeling has come upon your life. Quit pushing it off to another time. Quit worrying about whoever is sitting next to you or by you or that's seeing you. They say, oh my gosh, it would just be uncomfortable. I'll wait for another time. There's no more convenient time. It's now. Now is time to make the move. I don't know if you'll have another time. I don't want to be like, and again, I wouldn't be like him, but remember that one that even said to Paul, well, thou almost persuades me. Thou almost. Huh? Well, I was almost going to praise him. Praise him. Just thank him. Call out to him. Praise be to God. See, that woman that ridiculed David, her womb was shut up. She never could have children. There was no fruit that would ever come out of her life being so cold. And I'm going to tell you something. Unfortunately, I know Christians that are like that. That really know the truth, brothers and sisters, but are so cold. Cold. There's no honey that they're carrying around. There's no real joy that comes out of their life to ever really draw with a testimony. There would never be one that would come up and ask them or inquire about the hope that lied within them. Don't let that be you. I don't want that to be me. I don't want to have that eye that looks at people, oh, that's just awful. Oh, that's just this. Let me tell you something. Jesus was looking for those kind. You know what? I can do something with that life. That life's so broken. It's a great time to get together. That's such a failure there that you know what? I believe that they see that they got to need me. Huh? He came to save the lost. See, that's the problem with this world and so many in the world. They don't think they need him. They think they're okay without him. We got the how-tos for everything. I just thank God and his faithfulness in every life of every Christian here today. You know it. You go that way, God will show you it ain't going to work. You're not from here. You're not of here. You're an alien to this world. The moment that you accepted Christ Jesus as Savior, it says we are aliens to this place. Your citizenship is in heaven. You're born of God. Things down here on this earth, they don't work for you. Quit trying to make it fit. It won't. People look at me and just shake their head when I say that. I said, if you believe the word of God, this is who you are. You're a son of the living God. Your citizenship is in heaven. You are seated in the heavens in Christ right now. What do you want to believe? That's the best thing you could believe. And it is the truth. Anything else is not the truth. Any other life that you're trying to live, trying to fit in, well, this is who I am. No, it's not. You can go out there and bark like a dog. You can sing like, I don't know, ribbit like a frog. It don't matter. You're a son of God. You're a son of God. Hallelujah. And that is the way it is. And that's, praise God, what he's done. As we wrap this up here in these pews, these precious children. And the one that's crying out over there. Better pray for that little guy. Woo! Somebody's mad. But I'll tell you what, they're a magnificent example to us. I thank the Lord how sweet, as you look at them and as you see children from now on, truly. Let that encourage you. Lord, never let my heart grow old for you. Never grow old. I've told this story many times over as Brother Hill. Matter of fact, he was 93. We were out there on that fishing trip, driving in that car. He was sitting in the middle of the back seat. I was on the other side. My uncle was driving. And he saw this river that was over there. I didn't even know where it was, but he could see it. And he screamed in my ear, "Chub, we've got to go fish this river next time we get up here." And I'm looking at him as he's pressing my whole body into the window, and I'm just smushed. I'm going, this is just too much. I mean, this feller's 93. And I saw these eyes just sparkling like a 3-4-year-old. It was awesome. And I did. I said, "Papa, how are you like that?" And I've told you this many times, and never forget it. And he looked at me and he said, "Well, I've never felt old." And he kind of looked old at that time. But then the best part came. He really grabbed me, and that's when he really pulled me close. And he said, "Son, never stop learning. Never stop." Now you think of how much the Lord graced his life to read and hear and study and rejoice and be encouraged 70-some years in the depth of the truth amongst vessels that truly were preaching Paul's gospel. Yet it was never enough. I'll tell you what, brothers and sisters, if this body grow old, may the eyes never cease to sparkle for him. If these legs someday don't jump, my kids say they can't anyways. You know what? May my heart always do flip-flops for him. He is more than wonderful. He's marvelous, and he's the lover. He's your lover because he's the lover of your soul. Praise God. Let's bow our heads.
My children, will you unstop your ears and let this come into your heart? Listen. Listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. Do you want to be the Church of Philadelphia? Then you must embrace that you have but a little strength. She's found coming up from the wilderness, leaning on her beloved.
Yes.
Will you just go through that open door? It's open.
While every head is bowed, Father, we thank you again for this time. We rejoice in your love to us. And Lord, thank you again for your words of encouragement to us. We know it's the very heart of God. We thank you again that you are so for us and for your very best to grow up into us. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.